If you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Nadine Medina with Local Splash for Christopher.
It's still coming up, potential scam.
I know. I got to send him another message because it should not be coming up like that at all.
Yeah. Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you, though. I'm wondering if it's coming up like that again. Gosh darn it. Yeah, no. I'll mention it again and have them look at that because it should not be. Let me do...
So when I get calls, when I get calls, it'll say Local Splash, right?
Yes. When you get calls, so you're going to have, let me explain what you're going to have. You're going to have a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone. Okay. It's not going to say this is a Local Splash call, right? When a potential prospect calls you, Christopher, they're going to call you like directly, right? With your tracking and reporting system, and there's even an app that you can download on your phone, it's going to track the calls that you're getting from our program because we don't want you just taking our word for it, right? So you'll be able to see what calls are coming from there. You can organize your calls. You could put it as like a follow-up or scheduled, or if one was a spam, you block it, okay? I'm not going to tell you it's going to stop the spam calls, but
it wouldn't be as bad.
Okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, so
are you ready for a card number?
First, let me just start setting up the account. Donahue, is that your last name? I saw it on the email.
Donahue. Yeah.
Okay. Is it Christopher on the card that you're going to use? Just Christopher Donahue, or is there like a middle initial?
L.
L? Okay.
L, yeah.
Got it. And then I have the best phone number for you is 703-215-6910, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And I also see that's the number for the business as well. That's on your Google business profile. This address, 4774 Gainsboro Drive, is that your home address by chance?
It's a building address.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. And it's a building address.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want that address showing on online?
I'd rather not, to be honest with you.
Okay, so we'll hide the address only because it's what we would consider a home office. No one comes to you to buy material.
Right.
So we'll have them hide that address. Yeah. The Google business profile does show as E, capital E, lowercase Z, Roofing and Gutters LLC, correct?
Yep.
Okay. All right. And then I know you have your website, so I'll let them know that that's right there. And it's the one that I see is Easy Roofing, N as in Nancy, gutters.com. That's the correct one.
Yep.
Okay.
That's correct, yeah.
Now,
if you can check with them. Can you also see if they can pull my reviews from the other one, the Easy one, the other Easy Contractors LLC, because those are all mine, or I can talk to the tech and see if they can do that.
I don't know if we can. So one thing is we are not going to change your website, do anything editing to it, because that would cause us to redo your website, and we're not trying to do that.
Oh, okay. All right. No worries. I mean, I'm full. I got 98, almost 100, so that's no big deal.
So the reviews, though, so you know how you have those reviews on your Google business profile, right? Those reviews, we're going to also – there's going to be a tool where you can go in and just put the phone number or the email address to your past clients and ask them to leave you reviews. It'll automatically send them a link. And then we can help you with responding to reviews as well. So there's a lot of tools that we have.
Are you my contact person?
I'm actually the one who sets up the account. You're going to have a team as well as an account manager that will call you to introduce themselves to you, which is going to be your direct point of contact. Okay. So on the card, does it also have the business name or just your name?
It has Easy Contractors LLC on it as well. It's actually,
Easy Contractors LLC, right? Okay.
Yep.
Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
A Visa.
And what's the card number when you are ready?
4741. 6600.
Mm-hmm.
0341.
Okay.
3892.
Expiration month and year.
1129.
And the CVV code on the back.
810.
Okay. Before I process this payment, I have to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording because of the prepaid discounted agreement that we have. It's going to be an added form of protection for you that we send in writing with your invoice. Now, when I'm walking you through it, anything at all that you don't understand, you stop me to say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that you have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Sound good?
All right, yeah. Give me one.
Okay.
Can you give me a few seconds?
Yes.
Just because I'm rolling up to get my daughter some food before.
Yeah. Of course, take your time.
No.
Take your time. It's okay. Take your
time.
All
right,
cool. I'm just going to be sending you some text messages right now.
Okay.
This one's going to be the customer service number, so that way you save it in your phone.
And then you say rep or whatever will contact me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Yeah, we're going to schedule a client interview for you too, which is going to probably be about 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer, depending on how many questions or details you have. And that's where they're going to be crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, going over the keywords, search terms, and all that other good stuff, okay? So I always like to schedule it at a time that's going to be the most convenient for you so we could take a look at the calendar while you're in line. So Monday, let me see. So you're 3 hours ahead of me. Let me see what appointment I have on Monday. I always feel like my asthma starts
usually
at this
for
time.
Me, that works. Anything between 10 and 1 p.m. my time is
10 and 1?
Yeah,
okay. So then we're probably looking at Tuesday because the only one that I have for Monday would be 11, 12, would be 2 o'clock your time. That's the only appointment I have.
Hey, hold on one second. I want to make the order. Hold on. I'm going to make the order.
Okay.
Hold on one second. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, no worries. Okay, so, and then we'll give it still a couple minutes before I do the voice verification because I'm sure you're going to have to pay too, so. So we'll at least start doing some of the notes to get that taken care of. Okay, so let me tell you what times I have on the schedule. You said 10 o'clock, between 10 and 1?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have a 10. I actually have a 10 o'clock your time. I have, wait a minute, let me go here. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I have a 10 o'clock, I have an 11, 12, and I have a 1 o'clock. What time do you want?
Let's do 11 o'clock. And you said Tuesday, right?
Tuesday, correct. The 17th. I'll send you a reminder an hour before your interview. Uh-huh.
All right, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me just schedule that for you. Now, when we call you on Tuesday, it will be from the 877 number. Whenever customer service calls you, they're going to be calling you from that number. I'll send you a reminder an hour before just in case if it slips your mind. If I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician from the 877 number. If I'm not available, Christopher, they will not wait for me. They're going to proceed without me to get things done, okay? So let me send you the calendar invite. And then if for some reason when they call you, like let's say you know, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and let us know that. Hey, call me back in 5 or 10 minutes, or call me back later today, and then they'll reschedule it. Okay? So let me send this.
Okay.
How many daughters do you have?
Just one and three boys.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so she's a princess.
She's my baby.
Lucky her.
Yeah, my baby.
Oh,
yeah.
What a blessing. I'm a daddy's girl, so, you know, my daughters are the same way.
Yeah.
They don't
She'll
like
be
me.
Probably more the one doing what I, yeah, they'll be doing the one business more than my sons. It's so funny, man. She's more interested, goes with me on tests.
Really?
Sometimes. It's funny. Yeah, it's funny.
Oh, my gosh. That's
right.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, pretty well.
That's so awesome. Now, do you think you're okay to do the recording? If we have to stop in the middle of something, that's totally fine.
Yeah, yeah. I think we'll be okay.
Okay.
I'm just going to hand them the card, so it's not a big deal.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to turn it on, and it goes like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Easy Roofing and Gutters, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Christopher Donahue, CEO, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
That is correct.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I will be.
So we always ask to keep the open communication. Now, the calls will come from the customer service number, which is going to be that number that I texted you. Please save our 877-635-6225 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to, in fact, provide you a security question to verify that the call is actually coming from us and not another company. So you could choose between one of the three. It could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
The city I was born in.
Okay. And what city was that?
Bangkok, Thailand.
Okay. So I'm just going to put Bangkok. And this way, if, let's say you get a call from somebody, right? Saying that they're Local Splash, but you're like, I'm not sure. Just ask them, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you the security question, go ahead and disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, several of my clients, just so you know, giving you an example, several of my clients do get called by a company called Yelp, which provides marketing for their specific directory listing. If you ever get those calls and you happen to be interested in trying it out, let me know, and we can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Yeah. I was going to go with them, but
Oh, go ahead. You were going to say?
Yeah, I was thinking of doing it with them, but I couldn't get any reviews on there, and I'm thinking, why would I pay for something that I can't even, you know, have reviews on, you know? It's very bizarre.
You know what it is? They're very different. So basically, with them, they don't want you asking for reviews. It's really weird. Google encourages it, right? Anybody who helps you with marketing on Google, they're going to tell you get reviews. It's the modern day word of mouth.
Right.
But with them, it's different. And I will tell you this, if you're not good at responding to your messages right away, it'll hurt your ranking on Yelp because it's going to be mainly more through Messenger where you will get people responding to you and hitting you up for jobs. Okay? So just an FYI.
Okay, that's good.
Now.
We can talk about that more later down the road.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And this is not saying that you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying give us a heads up before you do so we can make sure it's not something we're already doing because we don't want you to be spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Right, right.
Now,
well, I'm hoping to use this turnkey and make my phone blow up. That's all.
Right? You're like, and then I don't need nothing at all.
Right,
now,
exactly.
As part of our verification process, we always like to be ahead of the game, right? We like to be proactive. Mm-hmm. It is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. And we'll send you a list as well. But these may include, like, business license, which I know you have the LLC, right? Proof of insurance. And any other recommended for your Google business, you know, profile verification, right? I know you're verified, but we still like to have these items just to be proactive. Okay? Now, we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays or it could suspend your account here with us. Do you agree to submit these items within the 7 days?
I don't know if I can do that, to be honest with you.
You wouldn't be able to get, like, pictures of your work tools, work equipment to us, a picture of your insurance, picture of your LLC within 7 days?
I'm actually going out of town. Yeah, maybe. Why don't we do this? Let's just hold off right now until I get back because I'm heading out of town for vacation. And to get all that stuff, I wouldn't be able to do it right now.
When are you heading out to vacation?
Tonight, actually. We're going to Myrtle. So let me do this. Let's just hold off on it until I'm going to be gone for 10 days. And then I'll give you a call when I get back.
Okay. All right. So.
All right. So don't charge my card now. We'll just figure.
Well, I'm not charging anything because you haven't agreed to anything. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't know you were going to need all that.
Well, no. Let me. That's why I'm trying to message her because I know you already have the Google business profile. Let me just tell her. Hold on 1 second. You leave tomorrow, right?
Yeah, well, actually tonight.
Tonight. Okay, let me just tell her.
Yeah.
She said if you at least get it within the 2 weeks, you'll be fine. Because I told her you're going to be gone for 2 days. Yeah. So as long as you get it to us within the 2 weeks, then you're good.
All right. And what is all that for, just out of curiosity?
It's just because we like to be proactive. Yeah. And that's what I was saying. It's just because we like to be proactive, right? So if for any reason Google were to say, hey, we just need to verify this. Okay, well, here you go. You know what I mean? It's just for that reason, just to be proactive. That's why she said, if as long as you get it to us within the 2 weeks, you're fine.
Okay. And what is the list of the stuff you need? Because remember the other discussion we talked about? Remember the other one we were talking about, the thing, you know, so that's what kind of makes me, you know, hesitant too, part of it.
What makes you hesitant? Tell me again.
Remember when I talked to you before about doing the guarantee because I was in that situation right now? Remember we talked about that?
The Google guarantee? No. Okay, so let me clarify. The Google Guaranteed is something completely different. You're going through an approval process. They specifically ask you for a license, a specific license. This is just to whatever reason, right? Google says, hey, we need to just verify. We're re-verifying his profile. And we're just like, here's his stuff. You know what I mean? So we're not telling you, oh, hey, guess what, Christopher? We need you to now send us this and that. You know what I mean? This is just in our back office. If for whatever reason it were to be required, for what we're doing doesn't require for you to have a specific license. Your LLC is sufficient. You know what I mean? A business card,
okay,
like if you have a business card.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, right, I got you, but what I'm saying is, you just taken over my, it's not going to restart because remember I told you I had all those reviews on the other one and something kind of got messed up. So I had to start another with another person.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a lot to get 98 reviews again. I don't want
No. You're not
going to
lose those.
You know,
no, you won't.
You, know,
you will not have to start over. You know. Absolutely not. No. And I remember we talked about that because you had lost a bunch of reviews, right from the previous one. So you have the ownership. You have the ownership to your Google Business Profile. All you're doing is adding us as managers to the business profile
and
to your Facebook page.
Right, yeah.
That's it. You hold the ownership.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So just to be super clear on that. Okay. Now, again, my manager said if you can at least get it to us within the 2 weeks, just so that we have these things on hand, if for any reason we're not having to call you and say, okay, can you send us pictures of your work tools? You know what I mean? Okay.
Yeah. That's cool.
Okay.
I just didn't know if you forgot about that conversation we had. That's all.
Yeah. No, I remember because I did look back at my notes too. And I know that was a big concern for you, right? That, you would have that issue.
That's the direction I want to go. So I'm going to work on that. So I just didn't want to make,
Of course. Of course. And we'll even help you get more reviews too. That's what we're here for, is to help you, assist you in every way possible. So not everything is on you to do. Do you see what I'm saying? We want to alleviate some of that work from your plate. So this way you focus on your jobs. Okay. Now, again, just agreeing that you'll at least get that to us within the 2 weeks. I think that's more than sufficient.
Okay.
Now,
when I get back, I will. I'm pretty slow on some stuff, but I'll get it.
It's okay. Well, let me tell you, they'll hit you up and they'll tell you, hey, don't forget to get these items to us. And it's like basic, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle. If you hand out business cards, send us a photo of a business card. If you do invoicing, send us a blank invoice. Just stuff like that. Okay. It's just showing the legitimacy of your business if Google asks for any reason. Your payment for the initial term and account setup is going to be charged today's date, which is the 13th of March, 2026. This is a three-month prepaid, okay? It's in the non-refundable amount of $1,500, okay? This is going to cover you for 3 months. Now, right before the 3 months is going to be completed, Christopher, I'm going to put it on my calendar to call you. Because what will happen is on the 13th, and I'll tell you what date it would be, it would cover you, so June 13th, okay? If I haven't talked to you before then for you to say, listen, I just want it to cancel out, or you know what, let me do another 3 months, or I want to go a little bit longer, or just do the monthly, it's going to automatically renew on June 13th at $599, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is I'm looking at my calendar right now to see what the 13th of June lands on, which would be.
And I think 3 months is the reason I said 3 months is I think for you guys too, you know, to be fair to you guys too, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, if we're asking you to commit to 3 months, you might as well. And if I could save you money, I was going to go to bat.
Right.
So now the 13th is on a Saturday.
It's got to be a win-win.
It does. It does. So the 13th is on a Saturday in June. What I'm going to do is I'm going to call you on the 8th. I'm marking my calendar to call you on June 8th to see, hey, are you wanting it to just cancel out? Or do you want to continue another 3 months? What do you want to do?
Right.
Because
I'll
if you say,
this,
listen,
if
I want it to cancel.
If it works,
You're going
to
go longer.
Listen, just to let you know a little bit about me. If you make it work for me for 3 months, I'll just pay another 3 months in advance, like same thing.
There you go.
Know?
Yep, and so it would be the same amount.
I just don't like to worry about every month. Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I get it. Now, so this will cover you for the 3 months. I will call you on June 8th of 2026 to see if you want to continue with another 3 months or what you've decided. Now, if we don't talk, just a reminder, I always like to say, because if that 13th of June comes, it's going to automatically charge the $599, but I've already set my calendar to call you on the 8th. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Just make sure that you do speak with a live representative. Now, if you cancel before those 90 days, there's going to be an early termination fee, okay? But I don't see you canceling because you're prepaying the 3 months already, so you're pretty much covered there, okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
How much is a cancellation? I'm just saying if you guys don't do it.
So, like, for example, if you were to cancel, let's say you canceled after the second month, I believe.
I'm saying like the 3 months.
If you cancel after the 3 months, there's no cancellation fee. Your 3 months is done.
Okay. That's
you
fine.
Know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. No cancellation fee. Because you're paying the 3 months ahead.
No, I'm not saying cancelable.
Okay.
I'm given 3 months, and I think that's adequate time, you know?
I think so, too. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms? Okay.
Yes, I
do. So I'll update the package, process the payment. You're going to get a receipt sent to you. Both email and via text, okay? I've already scheduled your client interview. I do just want to go over a few little notes. So your hours of operation, let me look what your profile says, is 7. Okay, Monday through Friday is 7 to 8. Monday through Friday is 7 to 8. And then Saturday is 8 to 5, 9 to 5 on Sunday. Okay, perfect. Do you prefer when we communicate
with you?
Gotta
eat every day, right?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, but still, you gotta rest. That's why you're going on vacation.
No, I thought I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So.
Yeah, no, for sure. Mm-hmm. Now, do you prefer when we communicate with you that we call you, text you, email, phone in text? Like, what would be your preference?
Sometimes text, but, you know, voice is always good if I have questions, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But, I mean, I think initially, until we get everything ramped up, you know, once we get everything ramped up, then it just be clockwork, so.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I have your website link here to let them know. Two things I wanted to ask you. It's part of your package. It is not an additional cost. Are you familiar with AIO?
No.
It's artificial intelligence optimization. It's basically what it is, have you ever seen, like, when you do a search, okay, there's, like, you know, the Chat GPT, all those different, you know, virtual, there's also Gemini, AI. Are you familiar with those? Okay.
A little bit. I know AI.
So basically what it is, if you've noticed, a lot more people are asking ChatGPT for recommendations instead of just scrolling through blue links, right, on a search page. The thing is that the old playbook is changing now, right? So Google is now rolling out this AI overviews, okay? It's a tool like ChatGPT or Gemini that answers questions directly. And if your business isn't optimized for these AI models, you're essentially invisible to the fastest growing segment, basically, right, of the market. So you're not just losing a click, you're losing an expert status recommending you, right? So with this, we started launching, it's what we call the AI optimization suite. So SEO also focuses on the algorithms. So it's like you coming up as those recommendations when someone's asking AI ChatGPT, okay? So we just don't optimize your site with the keywords or feed it to the AI-specific data, citations, and all that good stuff, but it's going to also pick you as a definitive answer. So when a user asks who's the best, you know, roofer near and their city, we want AI to say your name first. So we would optimize it there.
Okay.
It is not an additional cost. Would you be interested in something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is it going to make my phone ring?
Well, that's why I'm trying to find other avenues to help you out here. Now, the other thing, are you familiar with, like, the AI digital assistant? Like, when you call and they're like, hi, this is so-and-so, how can I help
you? Yeah, you guys have it. When I first called you, you guys have it, yeah.
So we also have that, where we can basically, what it is it's not going to replace your employees, right? People that answer your phone, but it's basically you having that assistant that would answer. Like if you missed a call and you couldn't grab it, that AI assistant would be basically kind of identifying for you the call. So in other words, it's going to give you 24/7 support. It's inexpensive when compared to an employee. She doesn't take breaks or he doesn't take breaks. you know what I mean? And we have the ability to customize and implement. It says like, you know, your process and workflow. There's no time off requests, no unexpected sick days from the assistant. And it's easy to track and measure the results, the time, the date of the call, the phone number associated with the call, and you can hear the call recording. So it's basically this software that it's a natural language, and you heard it with ours, right? So it's intended to understand the intent, maintain context, and execute tasks across different platforms. So unlike like the rule-based bot that would just like match your keywords, it's going to reason and interact with that prospect on the phone. So it's like having a digital worker to help you with a repetitive task, you know, misleads or what have you. That is something that's offered to you as well if you're interested, and it's no additional cost.
What is that?
It's free.
It's no additional cost?
Nope, okay. Both of those.
Why not?
No additional cost. So I don't know how many calls you miss or anything, but I mean, like our Jordan, she kind of can gauge what's got to go to customer service. This has got to go to a representative because they're talking about wanting to know pricing on our programs. So because sometimes everyone's on the phone and we don't want anything missed. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So it could be a helpful thing for you too. If you're interested, I can definitely add it there and it won't cost you more. Okay.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay, so I'll
call quick question. Did you
products?
Say you have an app? You say you have an app?
During your client
your
interview?
Clients?
Yep, during the client interview, okay, what's going to happen is they're going to basically cross all the T's, dot all the I's, go over everything you and I went through, okay? And then what they're also going to do on top of that is go more into detail. Okay. Now, from there, okay, what we're going to do is get moving. I'm going to also notate for them to also help you with downloading the local Splash app on your phone so you can track all your calls, okay, and your results with us.
Cool.
So I'll have them walk you through that. Now, typically with our timeline, directory submission is 5 to 7 days, okay? Google ads, Facebook ads are live 7 to 14 days. I always state what's written in the terms and conditions that we sent you in writing. With the first page placement optimization, that can take 60 to 90 days, even when I've seen it happen sooner. I will stick to that timeline no matter what, because I prefer to underpromise and overdeliver. Okay? It's a matter of you adding us on as managers. So this timeline you're going to be getting notifications as steps are being completed, because we want you to be aware of the work that we're doing too. What I love about you having also the account manager, that account manager is going to be basically giving you that white glove treatment. Okay, your direct point of contact. And she'll be introducing herself to you just to kind of like, hey, I'm your account manager. I'm here to assist you with anything. They're going to also provide you updates as well. Okay. The last thing is if you could take a look at your email or your text messages, I need you to find your receipt. It'll say initial invoice. I know you probably got a whole lot of them from me.
You said you sent an email too?
Email and text message.
Yeah, I did get the invoice, yeah.
Okay. So when you open it up, it goes on to say, mm-hmm. hello. Do you go by Chris or Christopher? What do you prefer?
Christopher's fine.
Christopher, okay.
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Okay. I kept saying Christopher, and I know sometimes, like, my husband doesn't like to be called Tony, even though his name is Anthony. So he always says, call me Anthony. Okay. So on this, it says, hello, Christopher L. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Two sentences below, it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. And when you click on that, it will open up a page that'll say at the very tippy top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. So just an FYI, if it reverted back after the 3 months to the monthly, like paying monthly, it's not $5.99, it's $5.49 because I got you that discounted rate. So saved you 50 more bucks.
Okay.
So do you go scroll towards the very bottom? There's going to be where it says mobile phone and it has your phone number.
Uh-huh.
Okay, there's three boxes underneath. I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone. Those are messages from us. You'll click on the box that says that you uh-huh. certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, that your information is complete and accurate. The other one is stating that you acknowledge the payments are automatic and reoccurring. That means after your 3 months, if you do not renew another 3 months, okay? You have paid for 3 months. There will be no payments. Your next payment wouldn't be until June 13th, and we're speaking on the 8th prior to that. And then at the very bottom, you'll just confirm your signature. Don't put a period after the L because it's, like, super sensitive. It doesn't recognize symbols. So just Christopher space L space Donahue, and then you'll confirm your signature. And then once you do that, it will open up a page that's asking you to put in a username and password. Let me know when you see that.
All right, I put in it and pushed confirm signature, but it's not doing anything.
Do I have Donahue spelled right?
How did you spell it?
D-O-N-A-H-U-E. D-O-N-A-H-U-E, right?
Yep.
Christopher is spelled right. So did you put Christopher space L, no period, space Donahue?
Yep, no period.
And you did confirm signature, right? The L is capitalized, the C is capital, the D is capital? Okay.
Yep.
The all three the, boxes, did you click all three?
So,
I know they're kind of hard to see, the boxes.
It turns to like a white background. Is that right?
Yeah, so it almost looks white. So if you look at, because when you clicked on confirm signature, what did it tell you?
It just, and they gave me where I typed in Christopher L. Donahue, no period.
Okay.
But,
and then, turn your phone sideways. Maybe you need to turn it horizontal to see the confirm signature button.
No, hold on. I think this went back to, this is just like cancellation policy, entire agreement.
Oh, keep scrolling down. where it says mobile phone, it'll have your phone number, right? And then there's three boxes right underneath. They're kind of faint. They need to make those darker because it's so hard to see them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Check them. Okay. Now, yeah, they are faint. They got to outline them.
They got to outline them darker because I'm going to make that suggestion because they are super faint. I got my glasses on and it's hard to see. My computer screen like on the biggest font ever. Okay. Now you're at username and password. It's telling you, right? Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
This is where you track your results with us. So the text that I sent you earlier that has our phone number also has your login credentials. So your username is always your phone number with no dashes, just your phone number. Okay?
So my username is just my phone number. Okay.
Just your phone number, no dashes.
All right.
And then your password is going to be all lowercase, all small letters, one word.
Mm-hmm.
Big, B-I-G, clicks, C-L-I-C-K-S, big clicks. Okay?
All right. So
and then you log in, it might tell you, yeah, I would say remember me, just so that way you're not, it makes it easier for you. And that's how you log in. Okay? So remember Tuesday, we're going to call you. I'm going to do my best to be available because I want to do the introduction. I hope you get one of my favorites.
Okay.
I mean, they're all my favorites, but, you know. Absolutely.
Okay, so this is my dashboard is what you're saying?
Yeah,
that's
where you go in to track your results. So don't do anything in there right now because they're going to be setting stuff up.
Okay.
So during your client interview, they'll walk you through it too. Okay?
But there's not like an app on like Google or you know what I'm saying in the store, right?
Yeah.
Or no?
No, there is. So that's the app that I'm going to have them help you download through the App Store. It's our local Splash app.
Okay.
So I'm going to have them walk you through on Tuesday. Okay. I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Thank you, Christopher, for giving us
Thank
the opportunity
you.
To help you grow your business.
Yeah. I hope so, because I want to do another 3 months after.
I would love for you to. I would love for you to stay with us forever. Right. You know, we're going to grow this long-term relationship. Drive safely on your way to your vacation, and then we will call you on Tuesday. I'll send you the reminder an hour before, okay?
Sounds great. It was a pleasure working with you. I'll talk to you soon.
Likewise.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
Take care.
Bye-bye. You too.
Yeah, you do the same. Thank you.
Thanks.